USA Radio News with Wendy King.
New data shows an alarming number of African Americans are succumbing to COVID-19. NIH Director Anthony Fauci.
When you look at the predisposing conditions that lead to a bad outcome with coronavirus, the things that get people into ICUs that require intubation and often lead to death, they are just those very comorbidities that are unfortunately disproportionately prevalent in the African-American population.
That includes diabetes, hypertension, and obesity. Acting Navy Secretary Thomas Modley has resigned just a few days after he fired the captain of the USS Theodore Roosevelt. President Trump says he empathizes with him.
The whole thing was a very unfortunate. The captain should not have written a letter. He didn't have to be Ernest Hemingway. He made a mistake, but he had a bad day. And I hate seeing bad things happen. Men made a mistake.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're thinking about life insurance, from low-cost term to business or estate coverage or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today, 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830, 877-439-8830. AccuQuote, call them today.
Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state.
Some good news for struggling small business owners. The Trump administration and congressional leaders are putting their heads together to try to figure out how to help small businesses during the coronavirus pandemic. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
The Senate may act this week to pump more money into a fund for small businesses. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has been cool to the idea for more stimulus spending right away. The federal government's Paycheck Protection Program is offering $350 billion in loans to small businesses and has attracted a lot of attention. Banks are working through technical glitches regarding those loans, and according to entrepreneur Mark Cuban, if you're a small business owner, you need to stay persistent.
If you own a small business, it's very frustrating, and my suggestion to you is, be patient, that's good, but continue to communicate. I think the banks will improve their communications, and we will get there.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Major League Baseball officials are reportedly thinking outside the box when it comes to trying to salvage the season, despite no sports during the coronavirus pandemic. With more, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
Reports are MLB officials are considering starting the 2020 season exclusively in Arizona at spring training complexes. Sources say the games would be played in empty stadiums, no fans, so as to limit exposure to the coronavirus, but people could watch on TV. There is a catch, though. Most medical experts say the plan is not feasible, as it would bring all MLB players into one centralized location, actually increasing their chances of catching the virus.
John Prine, who for five decades wrote rich, plain-spoken songs that chronicled the struggles and stories of everyday working people and changed the face of modern roots American music, has passed away at Nashville's Vanderbilt University Medical Center.
When I get to heaven, I'm going to shake God's hand, thank him for more blessings than one man can stand. Then I'm going to get a guitar and start a rock and roll band, check into a swell hotel. Ain't the afterlife grand?
Prine was also an author, actor, record label owner, and a member of the Songwriters Hall of Fame. The cause was from complications related to COVID-19. John Prine was 73. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.